What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator and Stoney with you today. Stoney's in for Doug. Doug will be back on Monday's program. We'll get into some line stuff coming up a little bit later in the show. You heard a little bit of Dan Campbell there. He was on with our morning show talking about injuries, talking about wide receivers, talking about Levi Enrique and a lot of stuff. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later in the show. But I did mention that there's a new phenomenon that's coming to the state of Michigan, and that is the Sheetz stores that I don't know how else to put it, the service station / restaurant / catch-all store that's very popular throughout the rest of the country, or part of the country, I should say, more on the eastern side of the United States. But they've got some stores coming to Romulus, Taylor, Macomb, and Warren. And just asking, what's the hype about? It's a gas station, right? What's the hype? Well, it's more than a gas station.
Right.
And Stoney, you had brought up Wawa. It's all over the East Coast. I know some people out in that area.
A lot in Florida now.
Yeah, Wawa. In Florida as well. There's another one called Bucky's, which I've never heard of either, but apparently Bucky's is pretty popular. And then here locally, I mean, we have some 7-Elevens that have gas stations as well, or they'll be part of it. But Soroki's is another one that's kind of become, I imagine it's kind of like this same or similar type thing, although not selling necessarily, stuff like clothing items or just other stuff that you can get,
right,
like that. But it's more food and beverage stuff at a wider variety, and they make food there. It's very good. The chicken's outstanding, and I like the pizza. Their salads are good. It's all good, and it's connected with there's one on Woodward in Birmingham that's connected to a gas station, a Shell station, I believe. So, all these – it seems like this is the new hotness.
But wasn't there a gas station? There's now a couple of them that have amazing kebabs and things.
Yes,
like
the Middle Eastern food. There's one in Berkeley at 12 in Coolidge area.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Great Middle Eastern food, but you wouldn't expect it because here's a gas station. But now, and that's been around for a long time. That's been around for 20 years.
Yeah.
So now it's becoming the new norm, and this is where a company like Sheetz comes in and puts their stores in. And they get a reputation. But I was curious because I've never heard of Sheetz. I've never heard of Bucky's. I've heard of Wawa, but I haven't heard. But I assume this is all a similar thing. But what's the hype about when we go to the phones and the text? 248-539-9797. Evan is first up here at 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Evan.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
So I'm originally from Pittsburgh, where Sheetz is from. And, this is unlike any other gas station that's around Metro Detroit, right? So, when you're getting gas in Metro Detroit, what are you doing? You're just getting gas, and you get back in your car, and you leave, right?
Yep.
Here, at Sheetz, you're, going and you can get some food, right? And there's clean bathrooms and everything. I feel like a lot of gas stations here, there's just nothing like it.
Well, there are some that are very clean bathrooms. Take it for somebody who, especially as I've gotten older, I had to use a lot of bathrooms. There are some that suck, but there are some that are very nice. But, Costco, granted it's a little further walk, but you get your gas at Costco and then go in and do
That's a whole different experience, right, though. The gas station is separate from their store. It's in the same vicinity, but this is all together. But, Evan, so when you go to a Sheetz, you're going there for... 10, 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, probably 15, 20 minutes.
So how far off the the Pennsylvania Ohio Turnpike are they? Because I'm going to Pittsburgh tomorrow. I'm going to Pittsburgh tomorrow. Should I go to find a Sheetz? Yeah.
Yeah. Sheetz is never on the turnpike. It's just it's your typical local gas station.
Oh, okay.
Like a Exxon on the side of the road. That's where Sheetz is.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Reggie is in Farmington. You're next up here, 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Reg.
Hey, it must have been a while since he's been in Pennsylvania, because there's quite a few Sheetz off the turnpike coming from Ohio, going into Pennsylvania. There's a few of them. The difference is a lot of them are multi-purpose stores, whereas because, you know, you got a lot of travelers. So Sheetz is all-purpose. They have all types of food. It's basically Speedway on steroids, whereas their food is better prepared, better ingredients. And it seems like the chain just cares a little bit more in regards to what they serve the public rather than just serving the masses with food that's not as tasty, I would say. It's pretty good, though.
Is Sheetz a place you go not just for gas? Like, you'll just go there to get food?
Sometimes they have, it's kind of like they have their own cafeteria where they have their Sheetz food, and then they'll also partner with a couple different vendors such as like a McDonald's or a Wendy's, A&W. They'll have those in there as well as part of the gas station. So you can actually go in and you have your own little area. You can go to the Riot gift shops, all types of stuff.
All right. I hear you. Like, it's... Because when I think of something like that that has like multiple, I do think of more like a rest stop, you know, when traveling. And I do think of the right. Ohio Turnpike,
yes.
And pulling off and, you know, getting something to eat there. And yes, clean your bathrooms and all this. But it's like, it's a total separate experience just than just getting gas.
Right.
Yeah, and to Kang's point, like, are people going to Sheetz to, because, oh, their pizza's great.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick
a sandwich,
up a pizza to take home. Or
pizza,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, or dude, I'm going to get a sandwich and a lawn chair. Can you get lawn chairs there?
Most people, I think, would frown on getting a tuna fish sandwich from a gas station.
But
is Sheetz different?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Is this where you can say, you know, man, the tuna fish is great there. Egg salad? Don't worry about egg salad. It's gas station egg salad? No, it's Sheetz. I mean, I don't know. Is that the difference?
Tony, are you going to stop now that you know there's more than just...
Well, maybe. I'll see what the... I'm not actually driving. Somebody else is. But, you know, we'll see. We'll play it by ear.
Dean is next up here at 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Dean.
Yeah, I think your last caller hit. It's like a Speedway on steroids. Nothing, you know, when I go out there, the Cleveland area to work or officiate a football game, we always stop there, just something quick on the way home. It's made to order, so if it's packed, it takes a little while. It's no Buc-ee's, I'll tell you that much.
What's the difference between Buc-ee's and Sheetz?
I have never been to a Buc-ee's because they're down in the Kentucky area. But I heard it's huge. I mean, you can spend 20 minutes. They have everything in there. It's like a Walmart almost, I heard.
No.
But I've never been to. But Sheetz is, like you said, it's like a Circle K, a little better food. Yeah, but if it's packed and it's made to order, you're going to wait a little while.
All right.
So do people go to Sheetz without even getting gas, you think?
No, it's not. You know, it might be one of those things, like you said, you're on the turnpike. You don't want a McDonald's. You don't want a Burger King. You want some chicken tenders or something, they might go there, get the gas, get the chicken tenders. It's like a one-stop shop.
All right. Thanks, Dean. Appreciate it. Some ticket tags coming in. Sheetz are great. It's better than Speedway. Sheetz is cool, but I'd sacrifice the entire city of South Rockwood for Buc-ee's. That's from Tom in Flat Rock.
South Rockwood, just catching a stray.
Yeah,
there,
catching
right?
a stray from someone in Flat Rock, yeah. No kidding. Are we going to get another war?
Simmer down, man. I don't want it.
It's Brown City next up. Are they going to get involved? used to live in Northeast Ohio. Love Sheetz. Tasty food to get with your gas. Tell Stoney, I grew up in Philly. Would much rather have a Wawa coming.
Okay.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Me too, but I don't. Sheetz seems to have more. But Wawa, like now they're. When I grew up, Wawa was basically just 7-Eleven.
I was gonna say, isn't it just 7-Eleven?
It was just like coffee. Now they have their own soft pretzels. Their deli counters are really, really good, and the tons of coffees that they have. Wawa's great.
Geotechnical engineer here. We're working on Sheetz and Macomb and Roseville. Gonna make it nuts getting around it. That's from CJ. Well, that's the concern.
Mm-hmm.
Is that if you're putting, you know, this big oversized gas station/restaurant or whatever it is that you're gonna create some some issues with the traffic zones. Kelvin from Detroit, Sheetz is awesome. It's good food, fast service, and the best is that they're open 24 hours. Yes, they are open 24 hours, 365 days a year. According to an article that I saw from CBS News, they also, Sheetz donates $10,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Michigan to show its support for Metro Detroit community.
Way to go, Sheetz.
They support Special Olympics chapters, and they volunteer at different events as well. So they're going to be very community-oriented, which is also really cool that it's not just about, hey, how much money can we make here because we got the hot thing.
They related to former Oriole, former Tiger Larry Sheetz?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so, but I spell did cross the same my mind. Way. Did Sheetz spell it with a Z?
You know what?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Larry Sheetz did not.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
But, well, you do that. Yeah. Grant is in Monroe. Welcome to 97.1 Ticket. Hey, Grant.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I've heard great things about Sheetz. I've been to one before. I've heard that they actually have, like, really good programs for their employees, where their employees can, like, kind of make a career out of it. They treat their employees really good. They're kind of like a supermarket in a way with all the stuff they sell. They even one I went to, they had like ladies lingerie. They had golf clubs.
Hello.
Like, I know Stoney might like that. They had golf clubs.
I like the ladies lingerie too.
Yeah, that too.
Not for me.
Oh, not for you, but you know, any lady.
Pick up a driver. I went to Sheetz. I picked up a driver and a thong.
Look, your headphones look lovely.
But yeah, it's a great place. They need to have more of them. But you guys have a great time, man.
All right, thanks, Grant. Appreciate it. One more text came in.
By the way, Gator, yeah. You are correct.
Yeah,
Larry Sheetz with an S.
Sheetz with a Z is okay. I went to one in Columbus, Ohio when I visited my girlfriend. Food was okay, but I just remember it just reminded me of Wawa. So, you know, we'll see when it comes here. I'm kind of excited because I think this is the new trend we are seeing where it's gas stations, they want you to come inside and purchase more than just gas because they're looking for margins, right?
Yeah, that's
not
where
a
they
lot
make
of margin
their,
on the gas. They right. make everything when you walk inside and buy a 2 liter of pop or you know, buy a roll of toilet paper or whatever. But people want more than that. So what do? Food. And not just like a bag of crunchers, you know, you want like real food, and this is what they're able to offer.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.